All right, everybody, today is Memorial Day, and our 82-year-old president is at Walter Reed Hospital for the third time in the past year. At the same time, on a day that we're supposed to be honoring our service members, honoring our fallen soldiers, and all that they have sacrificed for our country, Trump is elongating this failing Iran war and asking them to sacrifice even more and more for a war that is heading nowhere. It is currently in a quagmire, and this negotiation that Donald Trump announced 2 or 3 days back saying that we'll have a peace agreement within 24 hours never manifested. Probably a dozen times since the beginning of this war, we have had Trump or the people around him declare that we are on the verge of a very good deal for the United States. And then every single time, Iran goes, we didn't hear about a deal. Iran is now at a point where they're just trolling Donald Trump, saying that they're going to keep tolling the Strait of Hormuz, but it's now for environmental protection reasons. They're just basically yanking Trump's chain because they know he hates all of this green talk. So we are actively moving farther and farther away from a resolution that helps the United States. Even if a deal does get announced this week at some point, I have zero trust in our administration to reach a deal that helps the American people. You know who else doesn't have trust? People like Ted Cruz. Even Republicans are rapidly losing trust in this failing administration. Ted Cruz posted 2 days ago, and by the way, I disagree with Ted Cruz on just about everything, and we also have different takes on this specific war, but I do think it's very telling when top officials, who I'm pretty sure are in the top intelligence committees, are coming out and saying that this is not good for the United States. Ted Cruz said, quote, I am deeply concerned about what we are hearing about an Iran deal being pushed by some voices in the administration. President Trump's decision to strike Iran was the most consequential decision of his second term. He was right to do so, said Ted Cruz 2 days ago, and we achieved extraordinary military results, including destroying all of their missiles and drones and sinking their entire navy. Okay, this is a point that I've been making for weeks and weeks and weeks. Just because we sunk their navy does not mean we can extract political concessions. Winning a war is not simply sinking a bunch of ships. This is not battleship. Winning a war is using military force to extract political concessions from your enemy. We have failed to do that. We have failed to get any concessions. Ted Cruz continues, quote, if the result to all of that is an Iranian regime still run by Islamists who chant death to America, now receiving billions of dollars, being able to enrich uranium and develop nukes, and having effective control over the Strait of Hormuz, that outcome would be a disastrous mistake. Now, I agree with what Ted Cruz is saying here. Now, he wants Trump to keep striking more. I don't really think that's a good idea, but if all that we've gotten for this $100 billion, for the high gas prices, for the service members who have died, and for the tens of thousands of people in the Middle East, if all that we've gotten is Iran getting richer and stronger and working on nukes even more, that is an abject failure. That makes us all more dangerous, all less safe. The details are still coming out, and I pray the early reports are wrong, says Ted Cruz, but the fact that Biden's Rob Malley is praising the deal is not encouraging. President Trump believes in peace through strength, and he has strong leadership. He should hold the line, blah, blah, blah. So this is Ted Cruz basically begging Trump to back off of the deal that's about to be made. This got 6.9 million views because it's kind of just a pathetic post. I mean, I'm glad that he's calling this out, but you can't just tell Trump that he's getting towards a shitty deal. Just say it how it is. Ted Cruz is trying to wrap it all in this, I know President Trump believes in peace through strength. I know he's got a deeper plan that we can trust. Dog, you put your faith in somebody who's an absolute idiot, just admit it. 2 days ago, Washington Times reports the United States and Iran will announce a peace deal within 24 hours. Nothing was ever announced. Donald Trump is now preconditioning any peace deal on a bunch of countries joining the Abraham Accords and recognizing Israel and helping out Israel. So just think about this. If this was truly about protecting America's interests, if this was truly about preventing a nuclear weapon, then why is this agreement preconditioned on the idea that Israel needs to be placated? Why are any agreements suddenly becoming all about Israel? A prerequisite for any sort of agreement is that it needs to be all about Israel. If Trump's coalition building is so strong, and if this war has been going so well, why have we been days away from a deal for months? It has been months and we are days away from a deal, and it's starting to get more and more absurd. So again, Today is Memorial Day. Trump is going to Walter Reed. And on this Memorial Day, Trump started off with a meltdown online and then began to send very disrespectful posts to send on Memorial Day. He sent one that was supposed to be a message to our service members, but he spends the first half of the message calling Democrats the Dumocrats who hate this country. This guy is just full of sick, vile, wicked evilness.
The president has also shared his thoughts on the holiday, posting earlier today on Truth Social. He said, "Happy Memorial Day to all, including the Democrats who are disrespectful to our military and all the tremendous success that has had over the last year. God bless those that have made the ultimate sacrifice. I love you all." Not too far from the White House, there's a special parade.
As Aaron Rupar points out on Twitter, how does Fox News have to sit there? How do they pretend like this is all normal? The way the guy reads this, as if this is some normal presidential post. This is some normal thing we've heard from every president. Dude, Donald Trump has disrespected our service members more so than any other president in American history, calling them losers, suckers. He doesn't like when they're captured. He doesn't like people who are war heroes because that means that they were captured. He likes people who weren't captured, is what he said. We can even look at the actual effects on medical care for veterans. I mean, while Donald Trump is using our taxpayer dollars to visit Walter Reed every single quarter because he's worried about his health, the VA, which is the Department of Veterans Affairs, has been gutting some of their funding for protecting veterans. Like this says, citing Trump order on biological truth, the Veterans Affair makes it harder for male veterans with breast cancer to get coverage. This may seem like a small thing, but it's not. People go and put their lives on the line for our country, put their bodies on the line, and when they come back, they are treated like shit for trying to access the medical care that our president has. I think every veteran should have the same medical care that Donald Trump has. Quote, "A Department of Veterans Affairs memo obtained by ProPublica erects new roadblocks to care for veterans with the rare but deadly breast cancer. The agency cites no new science, no new evidence, but they just cite an executive order that Trump sent out about restoring biological truth in government." So basically, Republicans don't think men can get breast cancer, so they cut this funding because Trump became president and started shitting on trans people. What are we doing here? While all of this is happening, Donald Trump is currently heading to Walter Reed for the third time in 13 months. It could be a routine visit. Maybe it's a routine visit. Do healthy people visit the hospital three times in a year? I don't know. If Biden had done this, this would be a headline for months and months and months. This would be a headline probably still to this day if Biden had visited the hospital multiple times and tried to be kind of quiet about it as these rashes are all popping up. I think that the president, in my opinion, should have access to good health care. It's just a necessity for somebody who's running the country in a stable way. A president suddenly getting a health issue or dying can cause everything to be very, very chaotic, right? While all of this is happening, while the Iran war is imploding, we learn that Donald Trump is visiting Walter Reed tomorrow for the third time over the past 13 months. Three times is insane. He's posting like a madman at all times throughout the night, not sleeping, posting long-ass posts like the one on screen, and we're not supposed to ask questions about him going to the hospital multiple times over the course of a year. This brings me back to Ted Cruz being very, very concerned about what we're hearing with this Iran deal and how much it is falling through. This post right here from Frank Lutz may be the funniest thing that you see on the internet all day. So he's quote tweeting Scott Jennings, who gave out this long report that he thinks is gonna, you know, help spin things for Trump. And by the way, if you appreciate the fact that we focus on the truth and on facts, facts, facts on the Adam Mockler feed, it would mean the world if you hit the like button below. Make sure you subscribe to the feed if you want to join our pro-democracy community at a time when it feels like these authoritarian actors are fighting so hard in the algorithm. But Frank Lutz tweets this out. This is so effing funny. I don't even know if he realizes how funny this is. Quote, "Insider reporting from an unnamed White House official says the Iran deal is 95% done. The remaining 5% of negotiations are focused on Iran opening the Strait of Hormuz and turning over all nuclear material." How is that 5% of the negotiation? That's like if I was saying, you know, "I'm 95% done with a video on this. I just have to script it, I have to record it, I have to edit it, I have to upload it, and I have to then manage the video. But other than that, I'm 95% done with the video." Dog, you're just throwing out numbers at this point. I'm mainly focusing on Scott Jennings. Scott Jennings, you're just throwing out numbers at this point and hoping that people believe it. Just because you repeat it over and over and over does not mean that it becomes true. To continue, OSINT Technical reports, Iran now says it will not toll ships in the Strait of Hormuz, instead charging fees for environmental protection. They're just trolling Trump at this point. All the Republicans were in the replies trying to say, look it, we've won. They're not going to toll the Strait anymore. And the Republicans weren't realizing that Iran was making fun of them. They're still going to be charging fees in the same way. They're still going to be charging tolls, but they're just calling it environmental protections. Is this Trump's version of the Green New Deal at this point? Now, let's get into the serious nitty-gritty of what Trump is currently saying in these negotiations, because he just upended everything. It could be because people like Ted Cruz do not want this deal to be reached, but after Trump said that we were this close to a deal, he just blew it up. He blew his own deal up once again. And let me explain. As Midas Touch tweets out, Trump just threw a massive wrench into the Iran negotiations. In a lengthy new post, Trump said it would be mandatory that Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt, Jordan, and others sign on to the Abraham Accords as a part of any deal involving Iran. Of course, the Abraham Accords were built to strengthen Israel's standing in the Middle East. So wait a minute. Before we get a deal to help the American people, we have to precondition it on Israel as a state being helped. Make this make sense. Quote, this comes after Trump reportedly stunned leaders of several Arab and Muslim nations during a Saturday conference call by demanding they normalize relations with Israel if an Iran war deal is ever reached. According to U.S. officials familiar with the call, leaders, especially from Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Pakistan, were completely caught off guard. Quote, there was silence on the line, and Trump joked and asked if they were still there. One official said. Now, Trump is publicly escalating the demand, saying countries that refuse will not be a part of this deal. Saudi Arabia has repeatedly said normalization with Israel first requires an irreversible path toward a Palestinian state. I think that's actually a very fair ask right there. Hey, if we're going to bolster up your country and normalize your country, Israel, at the very least, Palestine needs to have sovereignty, a state of their own, recognition that they have sovereign borders. No West Bank settlements, no starvation of Gazans. But we're now at a point where the United States is trying to keep the West Bank settlements but force other people in the Middle East to recognize Israel. That's really backwards and really messed up. I'm not even going to read the entire Trump post, but he lists off a bunch of world leaders that he wants to join the Abraham Accords. He says, it should be mandatory that all of these countries, at a minimum, simultaneously sign on to the Abraham Accords. Those countries discussed are Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Pakistan, Turkey, Egypt, Jordan, Bahrain. It may be possible that one or two have a reason for not doing so, and that will be accepted. But most should be ready, willing, and able to make the settlement with Iran. Wait a minute. Did he say in one line, it should be mandatory that all of these countries, at a minimum, simultaneously sign on? Then he said, it may be possible that one or two have a reason for not doing so, and that will be accepted. He's negotiating himself down in real time. It's like if I'm trying to sell somebody something, I'm like, you have to pay $1,000 minimum. There is a $1,000 mandatory payment, but if you can only pay $750, that's also fine, and we'll accept that. Of course they're going to choose the $750. You can't negotiate yourself down. I want to end this off by pointing out, Adam Cochran says, China and Russia are the real winners of the Iran war. Right now, Iran and the United States are both struggling in different ways. It would be short-sighted to act like Iran is currently on top of the world. Iran is struggling as well. In fact, on their side, there are reports that high-ranking officials in Iran don't know where the younger Khamenei is hiding in a bid to protect him from his father's fate of being struck. So the younger Khamenei was injured and is currently hiding out, and that's apparently hurting the negotiations on their side as well. On our side, we have a dipshit president surrounded by terrible operators. On their side, they have a rather extreme new leader who's very injured and who is hiding. So in summary, Trump can't stop the war he started for no clear reason because negotiators can't even reach the Iranian leader who's only hiding because of this war. So it's basically a huge mess. China and Russia are the real winners. They got to deplete U.S. resources without doing anything. They got to push back U.S. spheres of influence without doing anything. They got to further entrench their own energy interests, and they got to exhaust our interest in supporting Ukraine or Taiwan. This is not good. Not good for the United States. And right now, Donald Trump visiting the hospital is not really easing people's concerns about his ability to deal with this war. We're going to leave it here. If you appreciate the videos we make on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. Drop a blue heart if you made it this far. And go check out some more Adam Mockler videos. It's the best way to help boost our content. Love you all. Peace out.